This is Phoenix 9026.
All right, Phoenix. Can you hit a buzzer to start us off? Awesome. Okay. So, did we want to introduce Jibo now? Awesome. So, Jibo's going to introduce itself.
Hi, I'm Jibo, and I'm a social robot. My name is Jibo. What's your name?
Phoenix. Phoenix.
That's an awesome name. My favorite color is blue. What's your favorite color?
Blue.
That's so cool. Alrighty, let's get started.
Thank you, Jibo. Awesome. So first we're gonna look through our alphabet. So can you tell me the letter you see here and what you see here, and then one more thing that starts with this letter?
A, apple, ant.
Awesome.
B, boy, bat. C, cookies, crumbs.
Good one.
D, duck. Dog. E, elephant. Education.
Nice.
F, fish. Fishing. G, guitar. Good. H, house. How. I, ice. I. G, J, juice, jam. K, key, kite. L, leaf, leaf. M, monkey, man. N, nose, no. O, orange, octopus. P, plate, people. Q, quack, queen. R, red, ridiculous. S, spider, Spider-Man.
Nice.
T, table, talk. U, umbrella, useless. V, vacuum, van. W, watch, will. X, x-ray,
do you know the one instrument for you?
No.
No? Okay. It's okay. This one's a hard one. If you don't know it, we can skip it.
Skip.
Okay.
Y, yogurt, yellow.
Nice.
Z, zebra.
Where might you see a zebra here? Where there's a lot of different animals. It's okay if you don't know. This one's a hard one to...
I was thinking
like the zoo maybe.
Oh, yeah.
But it's okay. Go ahead and hit another buzzer. That was so great.
You're doing an awesome job.
Wow. Thank you, Jibo. So nice. So now we're going to look at some numbers. So can you tell me the number you see here and then what you think comes next?
Okay. 1, 2, 2, 3, 3, 4, 4, 5, 5, 6, 7, 6, 7. 7, 8, 8, 9, 9, 10, 10, 11, 11, 12, 12, 13, 13, 14, 14, 15, 15, 16, 20, 21.
Okay.
25, 26, 30, 31, 40, 41, 50, 51, 60, 61, 70, 71, 80,
81, 90,
91, 101.
What is this?
100.
Awesome.
200, 201. 500, 501. 1,001.
You just counted up to 1,000. Whoa. Awesome. So now can you read me what you see here and tell me the answer?
9 plus 7 equals 16.
Awesome.
19 minus 1 equals 18. 6 times 3 equals 18.
Wow, you're fast.
21 divided by 3 equals 7.
Whoa, you sped right through. That was so great.
Great job.
You can go ahead and another buzzer. Awesome. Now we're gonna look at some pictures, okay? Alrighty, so here we have a bell. So one bell, and now we have two. So this is two
bells.
Yeah, so that's what we're doing, all right? So this here is a crib. And another one.
Two cribs.
Perfect. Here we have a pipe.
Two pipes.
Awesome. Here we have a rock.
Two rocks.
Here we have a foo.
Two foos.
Here we have a kel.
Two kels.
Here we have a light.
Two lights.
Here we have a brib.
Two bribs.
And here we have a yawk.
Two yawks.
And here we have a shoe.
Two shoes.
Here we have a mip.
Two mips.
Here we have a smi.
Two smis.
Here we have a yag.
Two yags.
Here we have a snack.
Two snacks.
Here we have a cup.
Two cups.
Here we have a ship.
Two ships.
Here we have a bag.
Two bags.
Here we have a skack.
Two skacks.
Here we have a slide.
Two slides.
Here we have a dup.
Two dups.
And here we have, oh, and we're back to the beginning. You're just too fast. I was like, we still have more. Great work. Can you hit another buzzer for us?
You're doing great.
Awesome. Now I'm just going to make sure this won't slide. Okay. Now we're going to do our next activity, which our buddy Jibo here is going to introduce us to and help us with.
Today, we're going to do an activity together. I'm going to show you some pictures, and you're going to tell me about them.
Okay.
We're ready when you are, Jibo. Sometimes Jibo takes a moment, likes to be silly. Jibo, can you show us the first picture, please? Is it just, yeah. Well, okay. I'll show you the pictures then, and Jibo will just give us some instructions. Okay, so here we have a picture going on. And then maybe Jibo will, oh, hi. Okay, well, can you, while Jibo's getting prepared for us, can you tell us what you see here?
I see two fish, some lily pads, a lion, a kid, a boat, a dragonfly, some plants. That's it.
Okay. So what do you think is happening in this picture?
A lion and a boy are friends and they're taking a boat ride.
But so how did they become friends? Is that common?
No.
So what must have happened?
The bear probably saved the boy saved the lion from hunters.
Oh. Who knows? Okay. So then they became friends.
Yeah.
And so where do you think they're going?
Rainforest.
What are they gonna do there?
See some animals.
What animals might they see in a rainforest?
Frogs, fish, insects, spiders, crocodiles,
oh.
Jaguars. That's it.
Wow, that's a lot. So, do you think that this is a friendly lion or no?
Yeah.
Would you ever be friends with a lion?
No.
No? Why?
He might trade on me and eat me.
Yeah, that wouldn't be pleasant. So this one seems friendly, since they're friends. And you said they're going to a rainforest. Do you think they're going to do anything on the way there?
No.
No? They're going to just sit there and stare out into the open space?
Yeah.
So what about this picture is a bit silly?
That the boy and the lion are friends in a boat.
What else? Do you want to look closely here?
The one fish looks upside down.
Okay. Have you ever been on a boat like this before?
No.
No? Would you want to?
No.
Okay. All right, do you want to go to the next picture?
Yes.
All right. Let me see if Jibo's back. Jibo, is there anything you want to say? Okay, Jibo's being silly today. I thought it would say more for us. But anyway, what do you see here?
I see a bed, a kid, a plane, paper airplanes, a fish, cars, a pillow, a ton of other pillows, a blanket, a window, a tree, some leaves, clouds, a kid.
What is the kid doing?
Drawing paper airplanes.
Why do you think the kid's doing that?
I don't know.
Any guesses?
He just wanted to play with paper airplanes.
Okay. Have you made one before?
Yes.
Oh yeah? How do you make one?
I don't know how to describe it. You just fold paper.
Okay. And then does it normally fly pretty far?
No.
No? I guess it's kind of challenging to make. So this kid, you said they're flying paper airplane. So what do you think's happening here though? What's going on?
The kid's imagining that there's planes in the sky.
Okay. So where do you think the kid's gonna throw that?
Outside.
Outside? Where will it go?
In his yard.
Okay. Would you say that this kid is playing in a messy or clean room?
Messy.
Messy. When you play, is it normally messy or clean where you play?
Clean.
Clean? You like it organized?
Yes.
What do you like to play?
I don't know. Video games.
Video games. That's fine. Do you see anything back here?
I see a fish, books, a picture, that's all.
Okay. Do you have any pets?
I have a dog.
Oh, cute. What type of dog?
I don't know.
Okay. Is it big or small?
Small.
Aw, that's cute. Awesome. What is this kid wearing?
A hat, a goggles, a scarf, a shirt, pants, shoes. That's all I see.
Kind of looks like what type of outfit?
A captain.
Yeah.
Pilot.
Yeah. So maybe this kid is imagining something with that. Awesome. Anything else you want to say about this picture?
No.
Okay. Let's look at our next one. All right. What do you see here?
An octopus, a kid, a rat, two rats, a kid holding a light bulb, science-y stuff, a magnifying glass, a pencil, paper, and a lot of stuff made out of glass, some books, and a table, and a trash can.
Yeah. mentioned what was down here.
The rats.
Mm-hmm. And what about, like, here? What's here?
Plants. A magnifying, whatever they're called.
Mm-hmm. And just some, like, tubes and stuff. So, looking at this picture, what's kind of silly?
That there's an octopus.
What is an octopus doing there?
I don't know.
Any guesses? You can be as creative as you want
to
be.
Trying to figure out some science stuff.
What type of science do you think they're doing?
DNA, molecules.
Do you think the scientist knows the octopus is there? Like, do you think they're working together or no?
No.
Okay, so then what's happening?
I bet he left the door open and an octopus came in and started messing around with the stuff.
Okay. So the octopus, like, sneaked in there.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you done a science experiment before?
No.
You've never done one in school or anywhere?
No.
Okay. Is there one that you would like to do that you've heard about?
Probably magnifying stuff.
Okay. What type of stuff would you want to look at?
I don't know.
Well, guess what? You're helping science here today with this science stuff. So, in a way, today you're doing something that you can talk about later on. Awesome. Is there anything else you want to say about this picture?
No.
Okay. What's happening here?
A girl's holding a giant radish and there's a giant snails. And there's a shovel. And she's in a garden with a lot of giant radishes.
Oh, Jibo, what's going on, buddy?
Yeah, that's all I see.
Okay, so what is this girl gonna do with this radish?
Probably eat it.
Is she gonna eat all of it by herself, you think?
No.
So what is she gonna do?
Share it.
With who?
Her family.
Okay. So do you think that she's working on this farm or do you think it's her farm?
Her farm.
Okay. What type of stuff would you plant if you had a farm?
I don't know.
Any fruits or vegetables?
Apples.
Okay. What else?
Pineapples.
Ooh, yummy.
I'm on Linux.
Jibo's being so silly today.
Watermelon.
Watermelon, yum.
Oranges. And that's it.
Okay, that's good. So you like the fruit?
Yes.
Gotcha. So what are the snails doing on this farm?
Trying to eat the radishes.
So they're not helping. They're just eating the food.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to a farm before?
Yeah.
Yeah, what was it like?
I don't know if it was like a farm or not. It was, had animals.
What animals?
Birds, kangaroos, giraffes, buffalo, cows. I guess that's it.
Wow, that's awesome that you got to see all those animals.
Yeah.
Sounds fun. All right, anything else about this picture?
No.
Okay. Well, you did a great job with that. You can go ahead and hit a buzzer for us. Thank you. Now we're going to do a little bit of reading. Can you read this page for me?
Cam was feeling happy as he and his uncle Mo walked to the bus stop. They sat and waited on the bench. Cam thought, I like summer and I'm glad to see Uncle Mo. I wish he hadn't lived so far away. Finally, the bus came. They got on the bus and Uncle Mo gave the driver change for the fee. Uncle Mo did not have enough coins for the fee. He had bills but no coins. He needed another quarter. Cam was scared. What if they couldn't go to the park? Cam slipped his hand in his left pocket. He pulled out two dimes and gave him to Uncle Mo. Then Cam slipped out his hand in his right pocket. He pulled out one nickel and gave it to Uncle Mo. Then they had enough money for the fee. Uncle Mo patted Cam on the back. "Thanks, little man," Uncle Mo said. They sat down and Cam held his towel in his lap. Cam was the only kid on the bus. He looked out of the window and saw cars go by. He saw people go by. He even saw other buses go by. He sat and waited. Uncle Mo listened to music. Cam could hear the beat of the wobble from the earbuds. He tapped his foot and moved his head to the beat. Uncle Mo looked at Cam and smiled. He gave him an earbud so Cam could hear the music too. They shared the beat as they sat and waited on the bus.
Wow, you're such a good reader. That was really awesome. Do you want to read this one too?
I don't know how to say her name.
Go ahead and just sound it out.
Laquita was good at art. She drew flowers and butterflies. She drew people and animals. Laquita really liked to draw shoes. She drew shoes all day. She drew with a pencil and markers. She even drew on the iPad at school. Laquita wanted to go to art school when she grew up. Then she could be a shoemaker. The art teacher told her there is a great art school you can go, but you must get a good grade. You are a good artist, but you must be good at math too. Laquita really wanted to go to art school. She drew all day and she was good in class too. Ray loves school. He wants to be a doctor someday, just like Ben Carson. Ben is black and like Ray. Ben Carson is a doctor for children. He helps over 300 children every year. One time Ben was only a doctor who could help some very sick children. A doctor helped Ray's little sister feel better when she was sick. Ray wants to be a doctor so he can help children feel better. Doctors also help children stay healthy so they don't get sick. Doctors must work hard in school for many years. Anyone can be a doctor if they work hard in school and get good grades. Ray really wants to be a doctor. He plans to work hard.
Wow, you're a really good reader. I don't know if anyone's told you that.
Great job.
Oh, Jibo, you're facing the wrong way, buddy. Jibo. Sorry, I don't mean to be loud, but Jibo. Normally it looks at me if I say its name. There you go. Okay. All right, do you want to read this one too?
Billy walked up the front steps. He rang the doorbell. He waited. "Is anyone home?" he said. He hoped the door would open soon. He didn't like to stand alone on the front steps. It was cold outside. Billy could feel his toes getting cold in his boots. "Maybe I came on the wrong day," thought Billy. "I thought he said he would teach me how to play chess Tuesday after school. He had art today, so I knew today is Tuesday." Billy was about to ring the bell again. He stopped when he heard footsteps inside the house. The old man was walking toward the door. Sometimes it took him a while to answer the door. "Who's there?" said a gruff voice. "It is that Mr. Billy Black at my door. You're sure your time getting here today? What took you so long? Did you stop and talk to all your girlfriends?" teased Mr. Black. He opened the door for Billy. "Oh, Grandpa, you know I don't have any girlfriends. I'm only 7 years old," laughed Billy. "I did have to walk slowly, though. The sidewalks were covered with ice. I didn't want to slip and fall." Billy stepped inside the house. "Don't let your boots drip all over the hallway, Billy. Please take them off. Son, come into the kitchen. We can eat some warm cookies while I teach you how to play chess."
Awesome. Well, you're all done with that part. That was really great. Can you hit another buzzer for us, please?
You're doing an awesome job.
Aw, that's nice, Jibo. Okay, so now we're going to look at some more pictures. Can you tell me what they're doing there? And then how do you do that step by step?
Brushing teeth, put toothpaste on a toothbrush and start brushing my teeth.
Okay, is there anything else you do though? In between, how do you do that? So what would be the first step?
You put toothpaste on your toothbrush and you rinse it with water and you start brushing.
Okay, and what do you do after?
You spit the toothpaste out and you put your toothbrush away.
Okay, perfect. What about this kid?
Washing hands.
How do you wash your hands?
You put soap on your hands and you start washing your hands with water. And then you dry your hands off.
Great.
Tying shoes. I don't know how to describe tying your shoes. I guess you just kind of...
That's okay. How would you maybe guess you'd do it? Like...
You twist your shoelaces together in a certain way and you tie your shoes.
Okay.
Getting cereal. You get some cereal, you get some milk, you pour the cereal in, then you put milk in. You get a spoon and you put the spoon in the bowl and start eating cereal.
Awesome. What's your favorite type?
Probably Frosted Flakes.
Yum. That's a good one.
Getting dressed. You get a shirt, you put it on, you get some pants, you put it on, you get your shoes, you put it on, you get a coat, you put it on.
Yeah.
Making cupcakes. I do not know how to make cupcakes.
How might you frost cupcakes?
You get frosting and you kind of swirl it on a cupcake.
And then would you put anything else on top maybe?
Sprinkles.
Delicious.
Painting?
Yeah.
You get some paint, you get some paper, you put the paint on the paper. You get you gotta get a paintbrush. You dip the paintbrush in the paint and then you scrape it on the paper.
Awesome.
Getting buckled, you grab your buckle and you put it in the little thingy. I do not know what this is.
So it's someone feeding their teddy bear.
I don't know.
Any guesses?
You get something, you get a teddy bear, you feed your teddy bear.
Okay. What is this person doing?
Dressing up.
Okay.
You get some stuff and you put it on.
Yeah, what does this person have on?
A hat, a wand, a tie, whatever the things are called, glasses, and that's it, shoes.
Yeah, what might you normally dress up for?
Halloween.
Yeah, what were you for Halloween?
Spider-Man.
Oh, okay, that's cool. Did you see Spider-Man today?
Yes.
Yeah? Did you like it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty neat too. All right.
Going down a slide. You climb the ladder and you sit down and you slide down the slide.
So.
Kicking a soccer ball. You just bring your knee up and you kick a soccer ball. Stacking blocks on blocks. You get some blocks, you start stacking them on top of each other.
What did they spell?
Blue. Pushing someone on a swing. The person gets on a swing and you start pushing them. Sharing. You give something to some other person.
Do you ever share?
Yeah.
What do you share?
I don't know.
Do you share with your brother?
Sometimes.
What do you share?
I don't know.
You don't know? So sometimes you share though. That's good. All right, what's this person doing?
Put it on shoes.
Okay.
You get some shoes and you put them on.
Okay. What's this?
A timer.
Why is there a timer there?
He's testing himself with how fast he can put on shoes.
So trying to set like a personal record?
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. Well, great job with that. We only have one activity left. If you can hit a buzzer for us. Awesome. Okay. So here we have some silly pictures, okay? So like what's silly about this picture?
That a kid is in space.
Yeah. What else is in space? What do we see?
a UFO, a meteor, a top, a rocket ship, a book. I don't know what those are, like bugs or anything. Oh yeah, fireflies. That's not a book, it's a jar.
Yeah, so what is this person doing?
Catching fireflies in space.
Would you ever want to go to space?
Yeah.
I guess it could be cool, but definitely something. Did you notice this?
There's a ladybug.
What is a ladybug doing in space?
I don't know.
A little silly, right? Okay, let's look at a few more. Let's see. What are they doing?
Playing music. The one kid has a drum and the one kid has a violin. Mm-hmm. That's all I see.
Do you know how to play any instruments?
I know how to play a drum. You'll whack it with some sticks.
Yeah, you're right. Do you ever use any instruments in your music class in school?
No.
No? I think maybe at some point. I feel like, I forget when I was small. I think at some point you might. What is this picture?
A frog that has a crown on and it's in a coffee mug.
What? What is, why would a frog be in a coffee mug?
He thought it was his home and he just jumped into it.
Yeah. A little silly, right?
Yeah.
What about this one? What's happening?
There's a kid making a sandwich and he's sharing all the lettuce to a giraffe.
That's a tall sandwich. Oh my goodness, this one is very silly.
There's a sheep in a chair with a lot of gold and some candy.
How did that happen?
I don't know. The sheep, someone left the door open, a sheep came in, sat on the chair, and found some candy.
Okay. Let's see. What about this one?
There's a pig in a bathtub playing with a boat. And used too much soap and created too much bubbles.
What's this?
A rubber ducky.
What's this one?
A kid standing by a door holding an apple and a book.
What are on its shirt and hair?
Puzzle pieces.
That's kind of cool. And I think we have two pictures left. What's happening here?
A girl is brushing a tiger's hair.
Aww. What's down here?
Toothpaste and soap.
And then our last picture.
A girl at the beach about to drop her ice cream cone and a seagull's gonna get it.
Oh, that's kind of sad. She won't get to eat the ice cream then.
Yeah.
What's your favorite type of ice cream?
Chocolate.
Yum, that's a good one. Well, you are all done. You did such a great job. If you could hit a buzzer for us, please.
Great job.
Aw, thanks, Jibo. Well, we are all done for today. Did you want to see Jibo do something really cool?
Yeah.